Hey, welcome to the Life Together podcast. I'm Sy Mansey. Let's get into it. So the point of the Life Together podcast is to give a bit of an insight into what life leading a church is like. The things that go on behind the scenes, the things that maybe we don't always talk about on a Sunday, but the things that happen during the week that hopefully in many ways filter through and trickle down into Sunday mornings and the things that we do as a church. One of those has been that I've been away at something called the European Leadership Forum, which is in Poland, and it gathers leaders from across Europe, so over 500 leaders, to consider what it looks like to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to Europe in the time that we live in. And I was there with Dave McNee, who leads Grace Church in Salisbury, one of the former elders of Life Church, and here's a short interview with him. So I am here with the wonderful David McNee, which many of you will be glad that he is back on the Life Church podcast.
I'm back, baby!
David and I are on our way back, as we speak, from Poland, where we have been to the European Leadership Forum.
Literally on our way back. This feels a bit like carpool karaoke.
Yes.
I'm not going to sing.
No, well, I was going to say I'll be James Corden, and then you can be whoever the celebrity is, because you're the guest. So, European Leadership Forum, people from across the whole of the continent of Europe, primarily Eastern Europe, but they've... Could you just give us a bit of a summary and a bit of what you've taken away or what you are taking away from it?
So I suppose by its nature, the European Leadership Forum is a gathering of all of these people who are in the business of trying to renew the church and bring the gospel all over Europe. And I suppose there's kind of an inherent takeaway from that as just going like the kind of realizing or re-realizing that we're part of a really big team. Like this, actually, the things that make our hearts beat of telling the world about Jesus, about seeing the church grow and flourish. There are people all over Europe from all sorts of different backgrounds, different ministries and different cultures who really care about that too.
Yeah. And who, different expressions of what church looks like.
Yeah. And that's both like just encouraging and like refreshing to remind yourself that you're on that really big team. And then also when you get into the like into the detail of talking to your teammates and meeting people who are part of that really big team, there's lots of great conversations to be had with people because they do things a bit differently from you, or they work in cultures that are a bit different from ours and have different challenges to the ones we have.
Yeah.
And that's a really positive thing.
That the mission is the same, but the methodology can and does have to change.
Yeah.
I was just thinking then about that. We sat down with a couple probably in their 60s, 70s, who had spent the last 35 years as missionaries in Turkey. I've just been recently just kicked out by the government, and the genuine pain of that for them, the emotion that was still very, very raw.
Yeah.
And seeing how much they loved the people that they'd been there to serve for all those years was deeply moving.
Yeah.
Is there any other things that you're kind of taking away with you that would not necessarily change how you do things, but would make you has reawakened things in you?
I suppose there's a clear sense of really godly optimism about it. Mm. Or maybe optimism is the wrong word. Maybe ambition is a better word, of going, this is a thing that gathers people together with the aim of renewing the church and reaching the whole of Europe with the message of the gospel.
Mm.
And that's just like a really big thing.
Yeah.
And I think there's a real healthiness about having almost impossibly big aims as a follower of Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, because he is an impossibly big God.
Yeah.
Who can do more than we can ask or imagine.
Yeah.
And I think there is a real, like, stirring kind of ambition about that that makes me want to, likewise, be ambitious about what we're trying to do as a church, what I'm trying to do with my life and following Jesus in it, and not to just settle for less in a kind of comfortable and settling for less in a kind of a protective way, but wanting to be ambitious. And then at the same time, we've just had, as I drive up to Simon's house, a wonderful reminder of the distance that we've traveled today. Because this morning, Simon and I walked out of the hotel and saw right in front of us an enormous stag with huge antlers. And just as I pulled up to Simon's house, we've seen crossing the road in front of us a fox.
A tiny urban fox.
Who's clearly eating dinner out of somebody's bins.
Our bins, actually. Then on the day we left, Joe messaged me, our neighbour's message, let's say, just so you know, the foxes have turned over your food waste bin. So it's that reality of the unglamorous nature of actually like reaching people on mission involves just tidying up your food waste bin outside so that your neighbours don't think, you know, oh, what are they doing?
Yeah.
But it is, like you say, it's a big mission, isn't it? I think I was just super inspired by people who are so compelled by Jesus Christ and his mission to us, and therefore our mission that we are on to reach the world, like you say, which has been a lot of fun. And Dave, since this is, you know, your first guest appearance on the Life Together podcast, is there anything you want to say to Life Church? I didn't prep you for that one.
You didn't prep me for that one. Miss you guys, but not that much.
Dave's doing a great job at Grace Church. It's been great to hear all that he's been getting up to. So, yeah, Dave, I'm sure this won't be the last time, but it might be the last time for a little while that you're on the Life Together podcast.
Honoured to consider myself a friend of the pod.
There you go. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. If you want to find out more about what we got up to in Poland, the things that are happening in different countries as well, from some of the stories that we heard, I would love to share those with you. And also, if there are things that you want to hear about on the Life Together podcast, so things that happen in the life of the church, in the office, in my week, then do let me know. You can email office@lifesouthampton.org, or you can come find me, or just get in touch. And I would love for this to be a way that serves the church to help us to understand the mission that we're on together, the part that my role plays in that, but also then the part that we can all play together. So until next time, thanks so much.